You are listening to the best of Talk To Me on UncontrolledNoise.com. Make sure to tune in each Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, to UncontrolledNoise.com for 2 hours of the best conversation and metal on the internet. All right, guys, that was Helmet with Milktoast off of the Crow soundtrack. Actually, I've played two songs off the Crow soundtrack tonight. Pantera's The Badge, Milktoast by Helmet, and what a lost art is the album soundtrack. Let's see if we can get Chris Sinzak on the line here and talk a little Rock and Pod Expo, talk a little bit of Vinnie Vincent and everything else that we always talk about with Chris Sinzak of the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Hello.
Hello, Chris Sinzak.
Hello, Josh Toomey.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Are we already on the air?
Yes, we are on the air. This is a live radio show, Chris.
Okay.
Broadcasting across the world.
And Idaho.
Yes, and Idaho and all those great... Do you get the podcast analytics and like look at the actual towns and countries and stuff that download your show?
Yeah, I don't look at it as much as I used to, but I check in from time to time.
You know, it's funny as I used to. Like, I would update my hosting site every couple hours just to see my numbers. But mm-hmm. Now I can almost tell you my numbers just how they already go. So like at like this time I've had this many downloads and this time I've had that many downloads. And I can really go a week or two without really looking into the numbers. You know, sometimes if you get some breaking news or something, you want to see the spike or whatnot. But other than that, I don't really look at it as much. I used to obsess over it. But now I'm calmed down.
That's the thing all podcasters do is they obsess over the numbers when they start. But then the longer you do it, the less you realize that it really matters. It's more just it's all about your content. It's not really about how many downloads you get.
Right. Then you know, it's funny that there's so many people that download each episode that will never reach out to you. So it's like, I always want to know who those people are.
Yeah, I wonder that sometimes too, where it's like, I know this many people listen to this thing. So it's like, well, you know, but you never hear from them, but you know, we're just appreciative that they listen at all, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm appreciative that anybody ever hit subscribe on this thing. I remember the first couple of episodes, you know, I was like, I couldn't break 35 downloads. I'm like, what is going on? and then now, you know, it's like if I had an episode with 35, I'd probably quit.
Yeah, that would be cause for concern if I had something like that now.
Yeah, this first, I was like, who do I have to get on this podcast to make it explode? And then you realize like what numbers are actually big in the podcast world as opposed to what you assume are big in the podcast world, if that makes sense. And so sometimes when someone asks you like how many downloads do you get an episode, and you're like, you tell them, and that doesn't sound like a ton to most people, but like to an actual podcast, you're like, wow, how do you get that many an episode?
Yeah, well, I've always tried to tell people, and I heard this from a veteran podcaster when I started, was really like there's some people say like, oh, I only get, you know, 200 people an episode that listen to my show. Well, that may sound small on an analytics chart, but like imagine 200 people sitting in front of you,
right?
In a conference room or something. That looks like a lot of people. So you have to view it that way, because these are people that actually made a choice to listen to you. It's not something they stumbled upon on the radio. Although even though we're on the radio right now,
yeah, you stumble upon on the internet radio,
yes.
The internet world. Well, speaking of podcasting and all that good stuff, let's get an update on the less than a month away Rock and Pod Expo.
Oh my God, I've so many different pieces and moving parts that. We're in crunch time now, and I've made more phone calls and emails in the last 48 hours than I probably did in the 2 months prior. So it's all coming down to it now.
Well, you did have a guest announcement today of Tony Harnell of TNT and a short stint in Skid Row and so much other stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Tony coming out, and I had actually reached out to his website probably 2 months ago and I never heard back. So I was just like, okay, he's just not interested. And I don't think he actually saw the email, because on our Facebook fan page, if you just look up Nashville Rock and Pod Expo 3 on Facebook, I got a message from him and he's like, hey, there's a lot of my friends at this event. I just moved to Nashville and I think this would be fun to be part of. And he came to us and made a phone call, and within 48 hours we had him announced today.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know he moved down to Nashville like every other hair band guy.
Yeah, everyone moves here. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I think in the history of music, I think I'm the only person that has ever moved away from Nashville for a band.
Well, the new metal people tend to move away from here. The hair metal people move here.
Well, I mean, Head from Korn, Ray from Korn. I mean, you got all kinds of all genres of people represented down there in Nashville.
Yeah, no, I just had to bust your balls for a minute.
Well, we can't go wrong with Primrose Way reunions. Are we going to have one of those at the Rockin' Pod Expo?
Only if I want to clear the room.
I still love seeing those pictures pop up every once in a while of you guys rocking some shows live back in the day.
Yeah, playing a game room in White Bluff, Tennessee for maybe 40 people.
Hey, that's a lot. That was more than my first few episodes got. But and I bet you guys felt like you were going on tour, because I don't even know where White Bluff, Tennessee is, but I'm sure that was at least, you know, you had to load the gear up and travel for a little bit. So did you make laminates and t-shirts?
No. White Bluff is about a 20-minute drive from where we rehearse. So no, we're based out of Kingston Springs. I'm sure you know where that is.
Oh yeah, I do know where that is.
Yeah, White Bluff's about 20 minutes away near Dixon.
Nice. So
here's some nice regional discussion for people all over the world that have no interest.
everybody needs to know about your early band that was rocking White Bluff, Tennessee.
Oh man, yeah, it's for a rock star, I'm a great podcaster.
they always say that, you know, to have a successful podcast, you have to be famous first. So I'm assuming that's why you've been so successful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I had dozens of fans that wanted to find out what I was up to. Danko Jones has nothing on me.
Absolutely. So Rockin' Pod, like I said, August 9th and 10th, pre-show on the 9th, the actual Rockin' Pod on the 10th, Nashville Marriott. I don't have any of this in front of me, so it's all off the top of my head. And then announcement that was actually made on the show, but it proved how many people actually listen to this show, because it was announced like a week earlier that Dave Ellefson was going to be back at the Rockin' Pod, but then you announced it and everybody's like, oh man, that's awesome, I didn't know that was happening. So I'm like, yeah, you don't listen to my show and you don't listen to my show. So
you had one guy that backed you up.
Yeah, good old Metal Mike over there.
Yeah, when he's not finding ways to insult whatever you do that week, he backs you up.
You know, it's funny is that if I don't put out an episode on time, I get text messages. But if I put out more than one episode, I don't get anything. And then today I got a random message about something about today's episode. I'm like, well, at least he's still listening, you know.
I hardly hear from him at all anymore. I'm hoping he'll come to Rockin' Pod. I haven't seen him in about a year.
Yeah, I don't even know the last time I saw him was, but I definitely talk to him on a almost every other day basis, you know, because he'll tell me how much something on my show sucks, or how much something on your show sucks, or how much, you know, something on Joe Rogan sucks. I mean, it's, you know, there's no pleasing that man.
No, the last time I saw him, he was photographing Poison and Cheap Trick here in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was just hanging out getting drunk.
Well, who else is coming to the Rockin' Pod? Let's break it down.
Okay, so those are two headliners. Are Michael Sweet from Stryper, David Ellison from Megadeth, and then also Brian Forsyth from Kix is going to come, Jason Beeler from Saigon Kick, Yuri Vaughn from Danzig, Rick Rule from Every Mother's Nightmare, Jeremy Barber from Green Jello, Steve from Pump 5, Toby Wright's going to come back. This will be his third year in a row.
Let's see. Also, I don't know, let me get the list in front of me, because, yeah, you put me on the spot.
Well, you know, you're Mr. Rockin' Pod Expo.
Yep. Jack Gibson from Exodus, Drew Fortier from Zen from Mars. Drew was there last year. Oh, there's a long list of podcasts that are coming this year. We've got a lot of guys coming back. Talk to Me and Decibel Geek are going to be there. I think that's about it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, let me pull that list up. I had to actually leave my house. This is some behind the scenes stuff because my dog was barking at another dog and there's the neighbors mowing their lawn. So I'm like, I'm just going to drive to a parking lot and do this. So I'm trying to think of you.
Well, I appreciate that. I've had a couple of interviews on the podcast where dogs have definitely been a problem in the background. I think Max Cavalera lived in a pound at one point because there was like four or five dogs that just would not stop in the background.
Oh, wow. So we got Decibel Geek, Rock and or Rolls, BJ Cramps coming back, Tramps Like Us, the Bruce Springsteen podcast, Rock and Metal Combat, of course, are going to come back. Ian and Ralph are doing a killer job on a fundraiser to kind of help us with some extra promotional money and some operating costs. Digital Kill the Radio Star is coming back. Julian Gill from Kiss FAQ is returning. I Love That Song with Brad Page is going to come back. The Ken Mills Network of Podcasts are coming. That includes Podkiss, Kiss Room with Matt Porter, Pop, Cheap Talk, Zilch. Also, Potter Than Hell is returning this year. Growing Up Rock is coming back this year. Classic Rock Drops is coming back this year. Ages of Rock is coming back this year. I Love It Loudcast is coming back this year. Oh, let's see. I mean, I'm going through this whole thing here. Podcast Rock City is returning. And we've got some new ones, too. We've also got, I'm sure you're familiar with Bill Elam. He's a super fan.
I know the name.
And his daughter or something. Yeah. Yeah, he listens to a ton of these shows, and him and daughter are actually starting a podcast, so they're going to basically be coming to part of this. If you're a registered podcaster, we're having an educational track where we're going to have some speakers talk about different ways to build your audience, help your social media presence, all that good stuff. So they're going to come to get some benefit from that. Also got a local Nashville podcast. They're going to be a podcast/vendor. The podcast is called Bombcast, but their company is called Bombers and Sleeves, and it's basically like rock and roll clothing. So they're going to be part of things this year. And then a couple of internet radio shows. Well, also Totally Driven Radio is coming. They won the hashtag contest that we did on social media, and they're coming from, I think, Pennsylvania. And also WFMC Jams, which is a local internet radio show, and the Electric Crush from Pennsylvania is also coming. So we're up to like 23 now, I think.
Wow. It's going to be it's always a blast, man. And the one thing that I always say that I like about the Rock and Pod Expo is the fact that, you know, you get to put faces to the voices of the podcast that you get to listen to every week. And I think I even said on the podcast this week that the one nice thing about this expo is that the musicians are up wandering around. They're not just sitting at a booth, you know, trying to get your 20, 30 bucks for an autograph. They're engaging, and everybody's just out there to have a good time. It's a very casual experience, and you're not just going to be like like a herd of cows in and out of a line to meet, you know, Erie Vaughn and whatnot. You're actually going to get to have a conversation with them. You know, maybe buy. You know, he does sell some stuff, but you know, he always has awesome stuff, and you get to just meet everybody. There's not a lot of ego flying around the Rockin' Pod Expo.
No, and like even we have, you know, a few of the guests are going to have their own table, like Ellison and Michael Sweet and Erie Vaughn. But as you saw with Erie Vaughn last year and Ron Keel, even the guys that have their own table, they're more than willing to just sit there and hang and talk with you. So it's definitely different from other conventions in that respect, where it's more of a hang than a cattle call that right. You have on a lot of these conventions. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. Everybody has a good time. And of course, there will be beer on site, so that'll help.
Yeah. any new news on the Vinnie Vincent front?
Any news on his front?
Well, I didn't know if you had heard anything more about him trying to do his birthday bash and whatnot. If it's still, has he canceled that yet?
As far as I know, it's still going to happen. So you have an opportunity to see him. If you won't see him in our expo, but he might be in the building.
Man, if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would just buy a ticket to the birthday bash just so I could go in there. Like, he's selling the autographed posters of the shows that he didn't play. And I want to get some of those too, just to have, because I think it's hilarious, but I also don't want to support him in any way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know a couple of people that they're hoping to do both events, so. Well, you can come back and you can report back what's happening in there. Not that I really give a damn.
Nice. Well, like I said, Decibel Geek, coming. What's the next episode about? What do we got this week?
It's actually coming out tonight. It's Albums Unleashed for Kix's Midnight Dynamite with Brian Forsyth from the band.
Nice. Those are always funny. Those are fun to listen to, even if I don't know much about the album or the band, or you know, not even a fan of the band. You know, you hear the backstory of all that stuff, and I've always been a sucker for any kind of documentary or you know, behind the music and whatnot. So you get a lot of good stuff out of those things. I think you guys do a great job with those.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they're some of our most popular episodes, and he brought a lot of really good information. He had some great stories, and it's a pretty interesting interview. I think you guys are going to like it.
Well, awesome, Chris. Well, the Slayer just announced, I guess, the last dates that are going to hit the United States with Primus, Ministry, and Phil Anselmo playing an entire set of Pantera. I already bought my ticket today. I can't miss that. I would go just to see the opening band and leave. But what's your favorite Slayer song? We'll play that out.
I'm not the biggest Slayer fan in the world, so I'm going to pick the obvious and pick Raining Blood.
Don't forget to check out Talk To Me Live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Uncontrolled Noise. And you're probably wondering why Primus, right after some Slayer, and it's just to show you that it can work, and that it does work, because I've seen it live once before. I believe it was Ozfest 99 or Ozfest 2000, but it was Slayer and Primus back-to-back. One of the best things I'd ever seen, and I remember going into that even 20 years ago thinking, like, how is this going to work? But it works. So let's talk a little bit about Slayer and their final tour. Their final tour. Slayer announces the final campaign tour dates of the seventh and final leg of its farewell tour. This last hurrah will start at the Explore Asheville Arena in Asheville, North Carolina, and see the band taking its goodbye bow at the Los Angeles Forum on Saturday, November 30th. Accompanying Slayer for the last ride are Primus, Ministry, and Phil H. Anselmo and the Illegals, performing a vulgar display of Pantera. So, I mean, you know I'm going to be there. Actually, I bought tickets today. I actually bought tickets for something. I didn't try to just get in for free and press passes and whatnot or members of bands I might know. So I got tickets today, and I will absolutely 100% be there. I actually did the Blabbermouth.net presale. Oh, look, it actually began yesterday. I could have lost out on tickets. But Final World Tour, May 10th. With the band's intentions to play as many places as possible to make it easy for the fans to see one last Slayer show and say goodbye. By the time the 18-month trek wraps on November 30th, the band will have completed seven legs of the tour, like we said earlier, performing more than 140 shows in 30 countries, 40 U.S. states. On this trek, they had three bus drivers, four truck drivers, a crew of 32. At most Slayer shows, Slayer's pyro expert set off 160 pounds of propane and 10 liters of 99% isopropyl alcohol. Isn't that like rubbing alcohol? That's gross. Prompting the New York, the New Times from Phoenix reviewer to comment that the eyebrow singeing pyrotechnics that could be felt even 10 rows behind the pit. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so much good stuff. Slayer, Primus, Ministry, Phil Anselmo. How can you go wrong? And it's kind of fitting that you didn't know that it was Pantera's final tour, but what turned out to be Pantera's final tour also featured Slayer. So I do wonder if this is a nod to that era, that Slayer's like, hey, you know, you took us out on your final tour, we're going to take you out on our final tour kind of deal. I don't know. But hopefully everything is all good. I did hear some rumblings about Kerry King's new project today, supposedly an all-star lineup of whatever Kerry King's going to be in. So that's going to be fun. And the way it was already talking that like it could come out as early as next year. I believe he is giving out some sort of picks that have kind of a, what do you call it, cryptic message that will let you know that Kerry King's new album will be coming out soon. So in the spirit of this tour, in the spirit of Slayer, in the spirit of Ministry and all that good stuff, we heard Slayer, we heard Primus, let's do some Ministry into some Pantera. Don't forget to check out Talk To Me Live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Uncontrolled Noise.